Hi, this is Mick Silver from Waterbrook again, and it's my pleasure to introduce you to a new book by David W. Pierce called Don't Let Me Go. I'm going to read an excerpt. Chapter 1, The Paperback Book. Our adventure starts one day not long after 8 people die on Mount Everest. We weren't there, and we didn't know any of the people. We didn't even know there'd been trouble until my daughter read the book. And, truth be known, I couldn't even tell you where Mount Everest was. Chira is 15, and skinny with long, thin hair the color of weathered straw, with more energy than you would think possible, just from looking at her tiny frame. She walks into my office with a big paperback book tucked under one arm. Right away I notice there is no marker stuck in the pages, which means she's probably finished, and by the look on her face I figure just now finished, still floating in that happy yet sad state that always comes with finishing a good book. I tilt my head sideways to read the title, Into Thin Air. I've heard of that. People in airports carry it under their arms all the time. Everything okay? I asked. Wow, what a story, she says, waggling the book in the air. I smile. Yes, yes, that's my daughter, the book lover. Then her face takes on a more serious countenance, and she asks, do you think maybe we could climb a mountain? She clutches the book to her heart. Now I remember. This is a story about a group of men who climbed Mount Everest, and something went wrong. People died. I want to tell her that that's why we read books, so we don't have to do what we just read about. We live vicariously through the characters on the pages. You mean climb Everest, I say? She shakes her head, and I'm relieved. Oh, no, that's too big, too far away. But I read about Pike's Peak on the internet. It's a famous mountain in Colorado. It's over 14,000 feet, but not like Everest, so we wouldn't need a passport or oxygen. There's even a little camera shot of the mountain 24 hours a day on the internet. Oh, yes, I've seen Pike's Peak, I say. Really? She seems encouraged by that, prodded by that. Let me get this straight, I say, leaning forward in my chair, where I've been minding my own business. In that book you just read about mountain climbing, I point to the one under her arm, doesn't somebody die? 8 people, actually, but that was Everest, she answers. I'm talking about Pike's Peak. There's even a souvenir shop at the top, with ice cream. Does this ice cream keep us from dying? Come on, Dad. I read that there's a trail you can hike all the way to the top, so we won't need ropes or ice axes or crampons or a Sherpa or anything like that. I do a quick search of my memory, trying to recall if I'd ever heard of a CNN crew at Pike's Peak reporting about missing hikers, but I can come up with nothing. And what in the world is a Sherpa? This was David Pierce's inspiration to write Don't Let Me Go, a down-to-earth, funny yet serious book for parents, with the same universal appeal as Bob Carlyle's heart-tugging song Butterfly Kisses, which you may remember, only with well-worn running shoes and an ice axe. A wonderful, powerful story with wide appeal to help parents appreciate the time they have to spend in their child's world before they're gone, and encouragement to see their role not solely from the standpoint of an instructor. This is the story of a daughter's and a father's coming of age, using the power of a story to prove, in the most undeniable and straightforward way possible, that the greatest connection a parent can experience with a child comes when we learn something together, something like how not to die on a mountain.